Welcome to Her Wellness Reset Podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Matthews, and I'm obsessed with helping you go from feeling frustrated and depleted to feeling healthier, happier, and even more alive. So consider this podcast your go-to spot for strategies, tips, and motivation to keep working towards your wellness goals. I just know we're going to have a ton of fun together. So thank you so much for pushing play today. Let's begin. Hello, everyone. You are listening to episode number 8 of Her Wellness Reset Podcast. Thank you for being here. And I'm so excited that you're here today because I have such a good episode for you today. It's something that has been coming up a lot recently as I talk to especially women about their health and how they're feeling within their body. And probably the top thing, at least one or two problems that I hear is I lack confidence. And how can I build confidence? So I'm going to be talking to you about that today. And I'm going to actually give you some tangible things that you can start implementing starting now to build more confidence within yourself so that you can show up more confidently within your home, with your spouse, and in this world. So let's first talk about why it's important to build your confidence. It really helps us to feel ready for life's experiences. We're more likely to move forward with different opportunities that come our way when we feel more confident and not shy away from them. It also builds this like resilience within us. When something doesn't work out at first, confidence can help us like try and try and try again and keep tweaking and moving forward. It also helps us improve our relationships in some ways because you're able to communicate effectively and appropriately for situations. So here's the difference between confidence and arrogance to me. To me, confidence is rooted in a sense of self-worth. Confident people often want to share their unique gifts and talents with others to help the greater good, to help everyone. Arrogance displays a sense of self-importance, superiority. Arrogant people will often exaggerate their abilities or achievements just to assert a sense of dominance over other people. So let's talk about different techniques to build your own personal self-confidence so that you can show up that way with the world as well. One top thing is your body language. Body language is a powerful type of communication, not only with others, but communication to yourself as well. So let's first talk about how to use your posture and how to use your walk to help build your personal self-confidence. And sure, I'm sure you have heard before, posture can say a lot about how you're feeling, and maybe you know that in your mind, but have you ever really put it to the test? Like right now, how are you sitting or standing or whatever you're doing? How is your posture right this second? Are your shoulders slumped over a little bit? Are your arms folded? Or do you have an overall appearance of I'm grumpy or I'm tired or I literally don't care? That last one, I feel like I see a lot in public. Just that like I don't care attitude, that posture. So indulge me for a second here. I want you to sit up straight. Go ahead, do it right now. Sit up or stand up, whatever you're doing, straighter, even straighter. Put your shoulders back a little bit. Tilt your head up slightly. Can't you feel that shift? That is such a subtle, simple, yet powerful and effective technique that you can utilize to start feeling more confident and to show up more confidently. You can start to change your attitude by simply changing your posture. Like mind blown, right? So play around with this for a little bit. People watch. I love to people watch when I go places, but I want you to try it. People watch and ask yourself, what is their body language communicating to me? Like, let's make this like a conscious effort. What is their body language communicating to me? And what is my body language communicating to others? Think about this for a second. I want you to picture someone who is slouched over, walking kind of slow, like their head is down. We see this literally every day and we probably aren't really conscious to it, but just really picture this person in your mind right now. Now think of someone who is walking a little bit faster, their head is up, their shoulders are back, and they have like a slight smile on their face. Which one communicates more confidence? By simply just picturing that, you already know the answer, right? It's someone who's walking a little bit faster with their head back and their shoulders back, and they have this like overall sense of confidence. And it's funny that I even picture the different outfits. That's just a tangent I'm going to go on real quick. But for some reason, I'm picturing someone that's slouched over, like head down, walking slow, kind of in baggier like type clothes, just not really loving the day. And then someone else with like brighter, maybe even brighter colors on, just looks really well put together, right? What a difference simply by those few things it communicates to others. Another thing I want to start implementing, or you to start implementing, and I'm actually still working on this one too, is eye contact. Yes, I know. We always hear this. We always hear about eye contact. But when someone is talking to you and when you are talking to them, eye contact signals, I am listening when someone is talking. Haven't you ever noticed like when someone, it kind of is a pet peeve of mine when I am talking about something, especially if it's something serious and someone's looking down at their phone, like that is signaling to me, I'm not really in this conversation right now. And I have to catch myself really with my own kids, you know, to be careful of that, because that is signaling like I'm not listening right now. So eye contact is going to give that signal of I am listening when someone is talking. Now, when you are talking and you're able to give that eye contact, it signals I am confident in what I am communicating. Like, let that sink in for a second. When's the last time that you made a conscious effort to look into someone's eyes as you are talking? By the way, this is one that I am still actively working on. Okay, so I'm right there with you. I am working on making sure that every single person I interact with, that I am looking in their eyes. All right, so moving on to another part of the face, your smile, like a real smile. How many times are we going to give that awkward smirk when someone passes us by? Like when we're just like, I know you know what smirk I'm talking about. I think I've seen this meme go around so many times of that kid with like the little smirk. That smirk, like when are we going to stop doing that and give like a genuine smile? Have you ever had that experience of someone genuinely smiling at you as you pass by them? And I'm not talking about like someone hitting on you with a smile like, hey, girl. I'm not talking about that way. But just in like a human way, like it communicates, I am here and I see you. Okay, had to take a quick drink. So the next thing is speaking up. I don't just mean saying whatever comes up in your mind. Okay, I mean the actual volume of your voice when you speak to others. And I have been practicing this one a lot lately. It's been super fun to actually play with. And I don't know if this is like a girl thing or what, but I do find myself almost whispering. When a stranger walks by, I do say, you know, hi, how's it going? I do say that, but it's almost like in this whisper, like, hi, how's it going? Doing fine. How are you? You know what I mean? And I'm like, why the freak am I whispering? Because I know that when you project your voice when greeting someone, it will signal more confidence and it will give you more confidence within yourself. And so I'm talking about the actual volume of your voice. Now, not yelling at anyone, hi, how's it going? Like I think of Will Ferrell in that sense. No, not like that. Like just, hey, how's it going? Like talking to them at a normal voice, volume, not a whisper. And I experimented with this, with all of this, with my cheerleaders recently, just for this podcast. So I have some preteens in my cheer class, and they are a little on the shy side, but we have a big performance coming up, and I want them to say their cheers like loud and proud as a group, because they've been kind of like down recently with the volume and like their energy. So here's what I did. I had them sit down and say their cheer, slouched over, head kind of down, and they naturally said it quietly. And then I didn't say anything to them. I didn't let them know what I was doing. I had them stand up, shoulders back, raise their head up a bit, and guess what happened? They started to say the cheer way louder, and that built up confidence as a team, and then their energy started rising. So I just thought it was super fun to see the difference of simply changing their posture, having them tilt their head forward. They were smiling more and projecting their voice. Like, that is what stemmed more confidence and built that confidence within themselves and as a team. So let's recap this for a second. To show up more confidently in this world as a person and within yourself, you can start with how you are communicating with your body language, specifically your posture, the speed of your walk. So no longer walking super slow with your shoulders down, your head down, like shoulders back, head up, walking a little bit faster, and then eye contact when someone is talking to you and when you are talking to them. Look at them in the eye. Communicate, I am here, I'm listening, and I am confident in what I am communicating to you. Smile. Give that genuine smile. I'm going to challenge everyone to smile this week at a stranger, and not just that smirk. Like, I know you know what smirk I'm talking about. Not just that, like a genuine human, I am here, I see you, smile. And let me know how that goes. And then project your voice louder when someone says, hi, how's it going? Good. Fine, thanks. How are you? No, it's going great. How are you? You know what I mean? Like, project your voice. So those are a few things that I'm challenging you with this week that if you start to pick up, you will start to build that confidence within yourself and project that out to the world. And just watch the magic. Watch and see what starts to happen. All right, you guys. Hope this was juicy and powerful and that you're able to grab onto some of these and take it and run this week. Have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week. Talk to you soon.